Hi friends, I'm Summer Green and welcome to the Noonday Prayer Podcast. You are listening to episode 20 featuring Psalm 13. It is my joy to create a small space in your day where you can take a deep breath, listen for God's voice, and realign your heart as we pray together in community using the Book of Common Prayer. So, how are you doing, friend? We're now in the middle of this pandemic, weeks into it, and really, how are you? I know that although I'm doing way better than most, I still need more peace, more focus time, more sitting before the Lord and listening for His voice. I feel the drain and the deficit. How about you? So because of this, the bells that you hear at the beginning of my podcast will be longer today. Let's take the time while they're tolling to really ground our bodies, breathe deep as we feel our lungs fill up, and swipe away any other thoughts that are crowding our time with God. Light a candle, turn off your monitor, and let's be still before the Lord. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Psalm 13. How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me. Answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Romans 5:5. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Blessed Savior, at this hour you hung upon the cross, stretching out your loving arms. Grant that all the peoples of the earth may look to you and be saved. for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. Let us offer intercessions together in silence. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For over a month, I have been quarantined with my family of six. Yes, six. It's been an incredible time, although not an easy one. I'm sure all of you can relate to this. All of our Easter plans are done, and now we're looking toward the summer and the fall, totally unsure of what we should be doing about just about everything. In insecurity, I'm beginning to sound a lot like the beginning verses of Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? I'm sure that you're feeling this way too, to some degree. It's not easy to be in this holding pattern, but it's especially not easy when you don't know when it will end. I've noticed, like David, I've also done more wrestling with my thoughts and with myself than I have in quite a while. Typically, this sends me into shame where I can get caught in a trying harder or trying something new or trying to find a way just to get myself unstuck. But today, instead of continuing this unhelpful pattern of lament, of fear, and of self-focus, I decided I'm going to follow what Psalm 13, verse 5 and 6 say. Again, they say, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." God's unfailing love, his salvation. Praise be to God. So instead of asking on repeat, "How long, Lord?" let's stop and rewrite our inner quarantine dialogue by asking ourselves these three questions. Hit pause after each one if that helps you. Number one, where do you see God's unfailing love? Take a moment. I see it today in the sun that shines through my front door windows, bringing warmth and brightness to my home and to my heart. It is God's unveiling recreation, love, every single morning. I also see it in the gift of days that I've been given with my daughter and my mom, which was so unexpected and may never come again. Having everybody here under one roof, that is God's unveiling love for me. Two, how will you rejoice in God's salvation today? You'll notice the question isn't where or when, but how. Through Jesus, salvation has been offered to everyone. And by believing that Jesus is God's Son and by giving our lives to him, he has delivered us from our sins and their eternal consequences. So now, let's ask ourselves the question again. How will we rejoice or celebrate our salvation today? Take a minute to plan. I'm celebrating by lifting my arms up to the heavens and shouting, "Thank you, God. Thank you for salvation, joy, and thank you for the peace, and thank you that I belong to you. Thank you that you're with me and will be with me forever. Thank you that you have saved me from myself and my sins. How will you rejoice in God's salvation today? The last question is this: how are you going to get your praise on today? Will you sing a quiet hymn to the Lord? Or will you be blasting some praise music all throughout your car or your house? Will you sit quietly outside in gratitude? Or call a friend bragging about how good our God is? Praising God sends all kinds of good endorphins throughout our bodies and refocuses our Eeyore thoughts to start bouncing around like Tigger. What an incredible God gift that music is to all of us. Let's turn our lament into praise and see how the "how long, O Lord" thoughts begin to melt away. Friends, God is good. We can trust in His love because it never, ever fails. Praise, it's a choice. We can't wait until we feel like it, or wait until we get to church, or wait until, we can't wait. Whether we're living in security or in times of insecurity, God is worthy. He's worthy of our honest questions and our praise. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21 is our benediction. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for listening to episode 20 of the Noonday Prayer Podcast. It is a joy to pray with you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you subscribe and share it with friends? I'd love to connect with you and hear how God is using this prayer time in your life. You can drop me a line in the comments, find me at summer-green.com or on Instagram at hi_im_summer. May God bless you and keep you. Peace of Christ to you, friends. Amen.